From the Heart, April 23. How Jesus Taught Truth. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. If Christ had thought it necessary, he could have opened to his disciples mysteries which would have eclipsed and put far out of sight all the discoveries of the human mind. He could have presented facts concerning every subject that would have gone beyond human reasonings, and yet not misrepresented the truth in any particular. He could have revealed that which was unknown, that which would have put imagination to the stretch and attracted the thoughts of successive generations to the close of Earth's history. He could have opened doors into the mysteries that the human mind had sought in vain to open. He could have presented to men and women a tree of knowledge from which they might have plucked from age to age. But this work was not essential to their soul's salvation, and the knowledge of the character of God was necessary to their eternal interests. Jesus, the Lord of life and glory, came to plant the tree of life for the human family and to invite the members of a fallen race to eat and be satisfied. He came to reveal to them what was their only hope, their only happiness, both in this world and in that which is to come. He would allow nothing to divert his attention from the work which he came to do. Jesus saw that people needed to have their minds attracted to God, that they might become acquainted with his character and obtain the righteousness of Christ represented in his holy law. He knew that it was necessary that all should have a faithful representation of the divine character, that they might not be deceived by the misrepresentations of Satan, who had cast his hellish shadow athwart their pathway, and to their minds clothed God with his own satanic characteristics. However great and wise the teachers of the world might have been regarded in his day, or may be regarded in our day, yet in comparison to him they are not to be admired. For all the truth they uttered was but that which he originated, and all that came from any other source was foolishness. Even the truth they uttered in his mouth was beautified and made glorious, for he presented it in simplicity and dignity.